首先我们翻开西班牙书。
Let's book, open to the book of Zephaniah.
我们很快的把西班牙哈该。
We'll go so quickly as Zephaniah and Haggai.
这是在我们前两天的 读经的进度。
These were the two books that we passed through last two days.
那么其实从这一个哈该书开始，就是被掳后的先知。
From Haggai on, it's the prophets after captivity.
那么西班牙跟哈该呢，刚好是被掳前跟被掳后。
So Zephaniah and Haggai are just between and before and after captivity.
那么我们看这个西班牙，它整个的名字就是神的保护，或是神的隐藏。
So Zephaniah means the hidden of the hidden Lord or the hidden of hiding of Lord.
那么西班牙呢，它大概就是在这个西西虾的这个孩子马拉西这个作王的时候啊，所破坏的一个环境的当中。
So Zephaniah lived in the time of a son of Hezekiah Manasseh during the time of destruction.
把圣殿所有的这一个啊这个偶像请进到圣殿里面来。
And all the idol worship had come into the holy temple.
那么是那时候是不是需要神更大的保护，跟把那一些啊被逼迫的隐藏起来呢
？So is it time for God to protect more and also hide those who are oppressed?
那么它整个里面有四个很重要的一个宣达。
So there are four important declarations.
第一个就是宣告耶和华的日子近了。
One is to say the Lord, day of the Lord is near.
那么耶和华的日子近是一个可怕的一个啊日子的临到。
So it's a dreadful day to come.
先来是一个啊世界上的一个环境的变迁。
So one is the changes in the world, and environment.
国跟国，民跟民之间的征战。
It's a war between nations and peoples.
那么这一些是耶和华来的日子。近的时候所发生的。
This is the day of the Lord coming near.
那么第二个阶段呢，就这个日子临到的时候。
And when the stage comes, the second stage.
所有当地的这个迦南地的每一个民族是没有办法幸免。
So all the people, the tribes of the Canaan would cannot be able to believe.
那么也预言到以后这一个以色列这一个附近的邦这所谓的这个国家呢是不可幸免。
So all those people also talk about the countries around Israel cannot be trusted.
第三个呼吁就再一次的回到自己的百姓的当中。
So the third declaration is to his own people.
讲到百姓们的罪。
And the sins of his people.
百姓们对于神的这个敬畏的心。
And the fear of the people toward God.
一种假意的敬拜。
That they would not worship in truth.
那么这一些呢，必须要离开这一个罪，归向神。
They must depart from their sins and turn to God.
最后讲到将来呢，神必把那救赎恩典给那一些归回的人。
So at the end, it says the Lord will give a grace to those who are redeemed.
那么如果我们看到整个旧约的里面的这一个先知在述说的时候
，So when we see what the prophets declare.
落在一个黑暗的光景的当中。
So if in darkness,
要自拔的人是不容易的。
It's hard to extract oneself.
如果不是神再一次的光照
，If it's not God give them light again,
人的心醒悟过来
，and a man's heart are enlightened,
总然会以为自己仍然在那一个义的当中而行。
You think that they are walking in righteousness.
那哈该书呢
？In the book of Haggai,
就讲到呢，被掳归回
，talking about return from captivity.
啊，开始这个建造耶路撒冷
，and begin to build a Jerusalem，
把耶路撒冷这个建造给恢复起来
，and to rebuild Jerusalem。
那么先知哈该的这个名字是耶和华的时期，或是耶和华做事的日子。
So Haggai means at the time of the Lord, the time the Lord's work is working。
我们就看到所罗巴伯呢，也开始建造这个恢复的事工。
So we see that Zerubbabel began the work of rebuilding。
但是当这个所罗巴伯停止建造圣殿大约有16年的时间的时候
But when Zerubbabel stopped building for about 16 years
那时候哈该开始鼓励百姓积极复工
So Haggai encouraged people and stirred up people to return to rebuild
那么积极复工的时候他告诉我们说我们要反省的五件事情
But he talked about the five things that we need to reflect on when we rebuild
包括我们怎么样子再一次的往前行
also about talk about how we should move forward.
这就是哈该书里面所提到的五个信息。
These are the five messages in the book of Haggai.
第一个要省察自己的行为。
One needs to examine one's own actions.
为什么神的国度如此的荒凉
？So why is the kingdom of the Lord so desolate?
很特别，神把他的那个国度的建造放在我们的当中。
It's very special that God put His kingdom among us.
严格讲起来，告诉我们要与神同工。
Meaning that strictly speaking, He's asking us to be His co-workers.
使我们这个天上国度的盼望能够产生。
So that we can actually truly have a kingdom in us.
那么神也给我们极大的应许，就是当你为国度这一个摆上的时候。
But God's promise is that if you truly sacrifice for the kingdom,
地上的国度才有绩效。
Then that the kingdom on earth will actually come to fruition.
但是我们人总是地上的国度先有绩效，再来讲神的国度吧。
But people would rather have the kingdom on earth first before they talk about the kingdom of God.
这个是哈该书里面特别对于所有的百姓所提到的。
This is what the book of Haggai says to all the people.
第一个为什么16年没有复工了呢
？So why 16 years there was no work to rebuild?
因为只顾自己的房子而不顾神的国度。
Because they tried to build their own houses instead of God's kingdom.
因此圣殿仍然荒凉的。
That's why the holy temple was desolate.
在整个圣经里面到新约就告诉我们先求神的国跟神的义
So when it comes to New Testament God tells us to seek His kingdom and His righteousness
多少的弟兄姐妹能够明白这一件的事情呢先求神的国跟神的义
And how many brothers and sisters truly understand
严格讲起来建造神的国度比建造自己的家室还要重要
Strictly speaking actually talking more important to build the kingdom of God than your own home
因为一个是看不见的一个是看得见的
Because one is visible one is invisible
看不见的是永恒的看得见是短暂
invisible is eternal visible is short term
那如果我们的一生当中是为那看得见的而打拼的时候
so if our whole life is only striving for what's visible
是我们已经付上很多的代价
we already sacrificed a lot for it
但是是为那看得见的
but it's only for the visible
但是如果我们是为那看不见的
but if we're doing for the invisible
这看得见的也能够成就
and the visible also will be completed
若我们只是为了看得见的
But if we only do things for the visible,
看不见永恒的国度可能会失落。
And the invisible kingdom will probably be lost from you.
这是第一篇哈该书里面再一次的告诉我们这个弟兄姐妹的应该要醒悟过来。
So this is what the first chapter of book of Haggai tells us that we need to be awakened.
那么第二篇信息就讲到什么样？就是说要激励百姓们。
So second is to experience.
他说离了耶和华，我们就不能够再做什么。
That if we depart from the Lord, we cannot do anything.
那么在整个的征战的过程的当中
So through the struggle,
必须是警醒
We need to be awake.
虽然神与我们同在
Even though the Lord is with us,
我们必须要警醒
We need to be watchful.
就像尼希米在建造圣殿的过程当中
Just like Nehemiah in the process of building the temple.
一手拿兵器，一手拿工具
He had a weapon in one hand and also the other hand has the tools built.
一方面要这个征战。
So one side he has to fight.
一方面要做工。
The other side he has to work.
这个是信息，第二激励每一个弟兄姐妹必须要为神的国度打拼。
This is a message to all the brothers and sisters that they all must need to work for the kingdom.
第三讲到这个圣殿虽然已经完成了。
So number three talks about even though the temple.
讲到圣殿是会。被建造起来了
that the temple is built, it will be built
使这个荣耀归给神
so that the glory may return to God
但是当被毁坏的当中
but in the process of being destroyed
要思考为什么神的荣耀离开那圣殿
so we need to reflect why the glory departed from the temple
那么神这次叫我们建造这圣殿表示了荣耀又要回来
If God tells us to build the temple, that means His glory will return.
就告诉我们说，在这一个信息的当中呢，神荣耀离开短暂的。
John said in this message that God's glory departing is only temporary.
当人愿意再归回到神的计划跟安排之后
，So when man return to His arrangement and His plan,
神就把那个荣耀回到他的当中。
And His glory return among them.
当我们看到有一些这个弟兄姐妹软弱的时候
We see that some brothers and sisters when they were weak
有时候是暂时的
Yeah, they were it was temporary
如何我们彼此被建造他使他能够刚强起来
But we build each other up so that they can be strengthened.
我们如何用神的话语帮助他，而让我们自己也免于落入那个跌倒的当中。
So that we use the word of God so we won't stumble also in the words.
那哈该书第四个信息呢，就是神把他的百姓从世界呼召出来。
In the book of Haggai, he talks about God called, gathers his people from all nations.
是要过圣洁的生活。
It's to live a holy life.
这个是告诉我们说，我们应当要有圣洁的观念。
And telling us we need to have a concept of holiness.
动机上的圣洁、纯正。
And that we should be upright, also have a holy motive.
敬畏神、单一的纯正。
And only fear the Lord.
这个敬畏神、单一的纯正。
So to have the purity of fearing the Lord,
是告诉我们的心信仰要导正。
That our heart and our faith need to be turned back.
我们以前可能因为某种诉求来到神的面前。
Before we may be seeking God because of something we want.
但慢慢地发现我们的诉求没有比神更好。
But later we found out that what we asked for is no better than God Himself.
我们以前可能为了某一些事情来到神的面前。
Maybe before we came to God for certain things.
为了某一些事情我们开始学习禁食。
And because of certain things we learn to fast.
但是我们慢慢发现原来神比我们更好。
But then we found that God is better than us.
我们所诉求的不过是次要的。
What we ask for is only desire.
那我们的生命里面单单的归向神。
But our lives are we turn back to the Lord.
这个是第四篇里面所告诉我们的。
This is what is in chapter 4.
第五篇告诉我们神会再一次的震动这个世界。
In chapter 5, we talk about God will shatter the nations again.
那么呢,
the world again.
耶稣基督会再来。
And that Jesus will come again.
这个是哈该书里面有隐藏信里面告诉耶稣基督来以后还要再来。
This is what God says that he'll come back again.
当他来的时候吸引万民来归向他。
That he will attract all men, call on all people to him.
这个是复兴来的一个前兆。
This is the preamble before the renewal.
我们看到这一个的确是有这个吸引万人。
Indeed, he attracted all people to him.
最近在整个这几年间在整个印度里面。
So in the past few years in India.
印度里面的宗教是非常的复杂的。
The religions in India are very complicated.
印度教里面的宗教他们本身跟台湾有点类似，他们本身有一个宗教信仰。
So they are very similar to people in Taiwan in that they have.
但他们内心里面还有许多民间的风俗习惯。
They have a religion, but they also have a lot of tradition and customs among them.
那么这一些呢的宗教里面都跟当地的民俗习惯有一些结合。
So some of their religions are intertwined with their tradition and customs.
但是只有两个宗教它是不能结合。
But only two religions cannot.Intertwined.
一个就是基督教，一个就是回教。
One is Christian, one is Muslim.
还是不能跟你有这任何的宗教结合。
So they cannot be combined.
但在整个的一个对于宗教信仰开始这个完全的崩溃跟瓦解的时候。
But when their faith and religion completely crumbled.
想找回教，回教的教义太特别了。
So when they go back to the teaching of the Muslim, there was extraordinary.
发现到讲的是一套，做的又是一套。
May they find out what they said and not what they do.
因为基本教义派跟这一个他们整个的这个回教徒所讲出来的不太一样。
Because what the fundamentalists teach and what the regular Muslim believe are different.
因此呢，他们开始怎么样想到这个基督教里面是的确是不错的。
So they think that what the Christians teach are pretty good.
有时候是神的工作。
Sometimes it's God's work.
是不是有很多人在那边传呢？
Is it because a lot of people were preaching the gospel? Yes.
但是呢，绝对不是那些传的人的功效。
But it's not because the people were preaching alone.
圣灵在这个幕后的世代影响人心。
Because the Holy Spirit is moving in people's hearts at the end time.
因为我们大胆的可以跟神一起同工的时候，因为神他会做一个安排。
So that's why we are bold to be co-workers of God and He will make arrangements.
哈该书里面第五信息里面说，神必再一次的震动天地。
That's why in the fifth message of the book of Haggai, God was shaking heaven and earth again.
那么哈该书撒加利亚到马拉基是被掳后及归回的先知。
From Zechariah unto Malachi is the prophets.
那今天我们的一个进度是撒加利亚。
Today we're in the book of Zechariah.
撒加利亚整个篇幅里面透过九个意象来告诉 整个啊当时代的啊这个百姓。
So through the night visions in the book of Zechariah, things were described to the people.
那这九个意象也给我们看到我们现在处在一个这样子的一个光景。
But the night vision also tells us where we are.
第一个意象就告诉全是全能的神。
One is to tell us he's the Almighty God.
他的这个啊眼睛呢遍满了这个全地。
Now his eyes are all over the earth.
我们看到整个神的灵呢在整个的全地里面来做一个观察的工作。
That his spirit examines the whole earth.
表示是神怎么样知道我们的需要。
The meaning that the Lord knows our needs.
当我们再一次祷告的时候。
When we pray again.
还没祷告，神已经知道我们的需要。
Before we pray, he knows our needs.
那为什么要让我们祷告出来呢？
Then why does he want us to pray it out?
因为你祷告的方向不见得正确。
Because the direction that you're praying may not be right.
所以在祷告出来的时候，你慢慢你祷告出来，你知道这个方向里面跟神的方向不太一样。
When you realize your direction that you're praying is different from God's direction.
所以你就把你的祷告出来的这个事项呢，开始转移到神的方向里头来。
Then you start to change the way you pray or direction into God's direction.
第二个我们就看到整个呢啊第一意象里面的神的儿女的犯罪。
So the first vision we see the sins of the sons and daughters.
所以神就兴起马代波斯这一个巴比伦来灭了整个的啊整个以色列。
That's why God raised up Persia and Babylonian to exile the Israel.
所以整个的意象里面都跟我们的生命里面有息息相关。
So the vision has a lot to do with our lives.
我们从撒加利亚书第一章第十六节。
Let's look at chapter 1 verse 16.
所以耶和华如此说。
Therefore, this is what the Lord says.
现今我回到耶路撒冷。
I return to Jerusalem.
能施怜悯。
With mercy.
我的殿必重建在其中。
There my house will be rebuilt.
准绳必拉在耶路撒冷上。
And the measuring line will be stretched out over Jerusalem.
万军之耶和华说的。
Declares the Lord Almighty.
那么这里面有讲到三件事情。
Yeah, talk about three things.
第一个呢，神要回到耶路撒冷。
One God wants to return to Jerusalem.
耶和华如此说，我现今要回到耶路撒冷。
He says he will return to Jerusalem.
那神要把他的荣耀放在他的国度里头。
He wants to put his glory in his kingdom.
反寻求他国度的人进入他的荣耀。
Those who seek his kingdom will enter his glory.
那么呢，我的殿必被重建。
My house will be rebuilt.
那我们看到这一个在现在的耶路撒冷呢，殿还没有被重建。
But we see in the present Jerusalem, the house is not rebuilt yet.
那你说大概是讲这个无形的圣耶路撒冷。
But maybe you're thinking that he's talking about invisible Jerusalem.
我们从以色列的七十年后的归回。
We look at the return of
他们所建造的就是一个有形的耶路撒冷。
Israel from 70 years of captivity, what they built is a visible Jerusalem.
末后的世代，以色列人归回在这一个啊耶路撒冷的时候。
In the night end time, when the Jews return to Jerusalem,
神仍然要让他们建造耶路撒冷。
God will let them rebuild Jerusalem.
那么现在我们就看到耶路撒冷如果被建造起来
，So today we see Jerusalem being rebuilt.
也就是神国度降临的时候
，is the time of His kingdom coming to earth.
那么或是说神的国度降临以后耶路撒冷才被建造起来
Or maybe after his kingdom comes then Jerusalem will be built up
那是什么叫神的国度降临呢
What does it mean if the kingdom will come
大约在讲的就是千禧年的国度
You're talking about the thousand year jubilee
当那在主面前首先死掉的圣徒被提到空中的时候
And those saints who have been slain will be raised up
我们这没有死的人也一起被提到空中
Those who are not deadwill also be raised.
那称之为这个降临。
So you're talking about the coming.
那个时候才盖耶路撒冷呢，还是同时之间是并行的呢
？So at that time when the building begin or it's already begun already.
我们可以从很多的观察里面，很多的时候是并行的。
So from what we examined, it seems to be simultaneous.
罗巴伯去建殿，是不是建完了，有神的荣耀才在其中呢
？Is it because of Zerubbabel that built the temple, then the glory came?
绝对不是，是神的荣耀已经怎么样进入人的心里面，大家已经开始要建殿的时候。
No, it's because the glory of God already entered people's heart that they are building the Jerusalem.
耶和华说，我的殿必重建在其中。
So the Lord said that His house will be rebuilt.
那么第三件事情是什么呢
？What's the third thing?
就是重建耶路撒冷的时候。
So when the house was being rebuilt,
这个准绳必被拉起来。
the measuring line will be stretched out.
这里面讲到呢，他就说准绳必拉在耶路撒冷之上。
It says the measuring line will be stretched out over Jerusalem.
这准绳是什么呢？
What is this measuring line?
这准绳就是神的法度。
Meaning these are the laws of God.
这个准绳呢，也叫神的法度里面给我们看到了，这个圣殿虽被建造起来。
So the measuring line is, are the statutes or the laws of God that the temple will be built with.
历史的轨迹是重演的。
Meaning that this will be repeated.
我们知道耶稣那个时代的时候。
We know that in Jesus' time,
这个神的灵呢不在圣殿的当中。
That the Spirit of God was not in the temple.
神的灵却是在这个旷野。
That the Spirit of God was in the desert.
那么我们看到仍然怎么样？耶稣到这个圣殿的时候，看到这些买卖的人。
So when Jesus went to the temple, saw these people
who were
buying and selling.
他不是为着那个有形的建筑物，心中焦急如焚。
So his heart was angered and jealous over the physical and temple.
为着人的心并没有归向神。
Because the heart of people have not turned back to the Lord.
所以我们来看到这个准绳是什么
？So what this is measuring line?
这个准绳是神虽容许他的圣殿被建造。
Even though the Lord lets this house be built,
却不是建造在一个有形的
but it's not built in the visible way.
要在一个真正的我们的心里头
but truly in our heart.
所以这有形的是必被毁坏的
so the visible will be destroyed.
那我们就会看到这个大罪人会最后还是站在圣殿里头
so we see the great abomination that will stand in the holy temple.
那一个时候呢，这个大罪人在圣殿里头比那个马拉西在这个敬拜把这个所有的偶像带进的这个圣殿的还可怕。
It's even scarier than the Manasseh when he brought in the idol worship in the holy temple.
那怎么样呢？所有的祭祀要停止。
Because all the festival will stop.
不管你敬拜什么神。
No matter who you worship.
阿拉也好。
Maybe whether it's Allah.
误认为是阿弥陀佛也好。
Or maybe a Buddha.
耶稣也好。
Or Jesus.
不管如何，通通禁止。
All will be stopped.
全世界的宗教的祭祀通通禁止。
All the festivals of the religions in the world will be stopped.To worship whom?
就拜撒旦魔鬼。
To worship Satan.
他早就想要代替神。
Because he wants to take over.
当然人哈自不量力的时候不会以为他就会失败。
But people didn't know, they didn't think that he was fail.
有时候我们会想说魔鬼难道不知道他会失败吗？
Then people ask, doesn't he know he will fail?
他为什么一直到底？
So why he persists to the end?
这个给我们很特别的一个思想。
This is something special for us to think about.
我不知道你想过没有。
I don't know if you thought about this.
撒旦难道他不知道会失败吗？
Doesn't he know that he will fail?
有时候我们在想个这个问题的时候，
When we're thinking about this problem,
其实你就可以看到有一些人难道他不知道自己已经错了吗？
We think also about that some people, don't they know they are wrong already?
当一个人心刚硬到底的时候，
But when somebody whose heart is hardened to the end,
里面的心跟外面的眼睛都是瞎的。
That their heart inside and their eyes, external eyes, also blinded.
他并不知道他前面的是什么，是一个很大的深渊。
So they didn't know what before them is a great canyon.
他看见那个森林好像是光明大道。
They see that canyon as if it's a bright future.
就往那个地方一直前进。
They continue walking that path.
最后怎么样
？At the end.
最后投入那个地方里面。
So they fall into it.
这个是刚硬的人是没有办法理解的。
That's what the people who are hardened cannot understand.
给我们看到这一个是撒加利亚第一章里面给我们看到的。
This is what we see in the first chapter of Zechariah.
第二章神给我告诉我们。
The second chapter.
第五节。
God tells us in verse.
耶和华说。
The Lord says.
我要做耶路撒冷四围的火城。
I myself will be a wall of fire around it.
并要做其中的荣耀。
I'll be its glory within Jerusalem.
火城我们可能听不太懂。
You probably don't understand the war of fire.
那如果你知道这一个现在这一个不管在烧的时候，我在烧的时候。
So whenever that there's a pyre of fire.
那如何解决这个火的问题
？How do you solve the problem?
就烧回去。
You burn it down.
把这个地方烧回去，它就不会影响到这边地方了。
So you burn down the rest of the area, then it will not affect other places.
这一个地荒烧回去的地方叫防火墙。
So the place that were burned intentionally is the wall of fire.
就设立一个最后的一个停损点在这个地方。
To make it as the end point of where the fire cannot spread.
不管是经济也好
，What is the economy?
不管是任何的这一个工作，这个防火墙。
Or any work, it's the wall of fire.
电脑里面也有防火墙。
Even the computer, there's a wall of fire.
这个 就是火城。
This is a wall of fire.
就是神的保护。
Is God's protection.
而神的保护怎么样？是在耶路撒冷的四围做一个火墙。
That he will surround Jerusalem as a wall.
意思就划分出界限来。
Mean that he's going to make a boundary.
在神的防火墙之内，跟神的防火墙之外。
They're dividing between the, within the wall and outside the wall.
那么我们需要在神的保护之内呢？我们就进需要进到这个耶路撒冷。
So we want to be protected within the wall when you enter Jerusalem.
我们就要追求神的国度。
We need to seek His kingdom.
我们就要进入神的国度。
We need to enter His kingdom.
因为神的荣耀在其中。
Because the glory of God is within.
这一个是神对于他的子民一个很大的安慰。
This is a great comfort to His people.
当时耶路撒冷呢是没有城墙的。
Before, I mean, during that time, Jerusalem did not have a wall. 尼希米
回去建造是建造耶路撒冷的城墙。
So Nehemiah went back to rebuild the wall.
耶路撒冷只有圣殿。
But Jerusalem only had the holy temple.
城墙早已经被毁。
And the wall was already destroyed.
那为什么要建造城墙？
So why do you have to build the wall?
神不是防火墙了，为什么要建造城墙
？So if God was a wall of fire, why did I have to build another wall?
也就是说，我们预备好，我们如何装备我们自己
？Mean that we have to prepare ourselves to be equipped also.
进入神的防火墙。
To enter the wall of fire.
这个预表着建造这个房的这个墙城墙的时候
，the symbolic building of a wall
叫付代价
，needs a paying a price for it.
付代价。进入神的国度里头
to pay a price to enter the kingdom of God
这就是直到如今天国是努力的人进去的
till today the people
跟
恩典 the kingdom of God,
这个白白得来这些没有什么太大的关系
it has nothing to do with the grace that's freely given
并没有冲突
there's no conflict
白白的得来是我们做不到的
so it's nothing that we cannot achieve
神的恩典赐给我们让我们有能力让我们做到
by grace of God gives us strength to achieve it
但是当神恩典给我们的时候
when God gives us the grace
我们必须要怎么样必须要付代价
but we need to pay the price
去领受这个恩典
to receive this grace
领受恩典是必须要付代价的
to receive grace you need to pay price for it
什么代价呢
what is the price
你领受的器皿是要洗干净啊
that the instruments are receiving the grace need to be cleansed
用神的道
and use the word of God
你的灵
and the spirit
洗净这个器皿
To cleanse the
我们要有一个愿做的心
We need to have a willing heart
那么这样子呢神的荣耀呢会在其中
Then his glory will be within it
我们保护我们
We protect ourselves
神怎么样保护我们
But how does he protect us
神说保护我们如保护我们眼中的瞳仁一样
Yeah, it protects us as apple of his eyes
这个呢眼睛里面那个瞳仁很脆弱的
Because the apple of the eye is very fragile
但神呢用很多的方法来保护着我们。
God uses many different ways to protect us.
哎呀，这个蚊虫还没飞进来之前呢，我们就会有神经的自然反应，比它快一点，眼睛就炸起来了。
Before the gnats are able to enter into the pupil of the eye, we have a natural reflex.
那眼睫毛太长翘起来的时候，刚好怎么样？眼睛闭起来盖不起来。
But unfortunately, if the eyelids are too long, you won't be able to close.
眼睫毛不能太翘。
So your eyelids cannot be too long.
做好的那个眼睫毛就是怎么样，像栅栏一样关起来。
So the natural eyelashes will be just like the bars of the gate will close it.
翘起来的时候刚好盖不住呢。
So if you make it so long, you won't be able to close it.
啊，眉毛呢？这个嘴滴露珠滴下来的时候，先经过眉毛。
So the eyebrow also protect the sweat coming down to the eye.
把一些脏的东西先放在眉毛里面。
So some of the dirt will be trapped.
所以有没有人洗脸不洗眉毛的？照相啊，一起洗嘛，对不对
？So when they wash their eyebrows also.
我们就看到神他的创造是很特别的。
We see that God's creation is very special.
什么？所以在整个里面呢，在第二章里面到第这个一到五节里面就有几个吩咐。
So in chapter 2 from verse 1 to verse 5 there are several commands.
耶路撒冷必须有人居住。
That they'll be dwelling in
the Jerusalem. 神要做一个火墙在那个地方。
And two, God wants to build a wall of fire.
第二章
Jerusalem
的一个啊宣告。
So this is what the second chapter declares.
第三章第二节。
In chapter 3 verse 2.
耶和华向这个对不第三章第二节。
Chapter 3 verse 2.
啊，我们来看这个第三章第二节。
Let's see what it says.
我们一起来读一遍。
Let's read. The Lord said to Satan, "The Lord rebuked Satan."
耶和华责备你，就是拣选耶路撒冷的耶和华责备你，这是从火中抽出来的一根火柴吗？这不是从火中抽出来的一根火柴吗？
Isn't this a burning stick snatched from the fire？
啊，是怎么样讲呢？ 会虽然被烧，没有被烧尽。
So meaning that even though it was burned, it was not burned completely.
这一根火柴不是从这一个啊火中拿出来的吗？
This burning stick snatched from the fire.
是，它是被烧了。
Yes, he was burned.
他是怎么样？被审判了。
He was judged.
他是可能呢落入你的罪恶之中了。
Maybe he fell into your temptation.
但是我要告诉你，不会被烧尽。
But I tell you, it will not be burned completely.
神向撒旦来诉说。
So God says to Satan.
啊，那这一个告诉我们什么呢？
What is it telling us?
打索多玛、俄摩拉。
Sodom and Gomorrah.
就像在火里面一样。
Just like they were in the burning fire.
那么我们看到什么呢？看到这一个啊路。路德呢、啊、这个从这个、啊、罗德呢从那个地方呢被拯救出来。
Just like Lot was being rescued from Sodom and Gomorrah.
这个呢就像被火烧一样，但是被拯救出来。
It's just like being burned but rescued from the fire.
因为罗德当时是一个义人。
Because he was a righteous man in that time.
因此呢我们就知道。
So we know.
神必拯救我们。
God will save us.
虽然在苦难的当中。
Even though in trials
and tribulations. 像火中抽出来的一根柴。
Just like a stick, burning stick snatched from the fire.
虽然被焚烧了。
Though it was burned.
但却不会被烧尽。
But will not be completely destroyed.
神要把它拿出来。
God wants to take it out.
这一个呢特别告诉我们，在苦难的当中神不会把那个苦难超过我们能够忍受的。
So this is telling us in our hardship that God would not let us be tempted beyond what we can bear.
神的保护像火墙一样。
That God's protection is like a wall of fire around us.
神要让我们进入他的保护里头。
God wants us to enter his protection.
第二章告诉我们说，耶路撒冷必须要有人居住。
Chapter 2 tells us that someone will dwell in Jerusalem.
意思说神的百姓要进入神的保护的当中。
Because telling us basically the people has to enter God's protection.
不但让我们成为保护，他还一个保证。
So not only God, they make us his protection,
he's also a guarantee. 怎么样跟撒旦下达了命令。
So this guarantee already commanded to Satan.
就像这个曾经跟约伯讲，跟撒旦跟耶和华跟撒旦讲约伯的事情。
Just like the Lord spoke to Satan about Job.
不可伤害他的生命。
Do not touch his life.
虽然痛苦。
Though in trial.
是神怎么样让我们觉醒过来。
God make us awaken.
所以一些刚硬的心如果没有经历过这些破碎的痛苦。
So if those people who are hardened do not go through these, the hardship that melt them.
我们或许可以这么样解说。
Maybe we can explain it this way.
有一些人的苦为什么特别大。
That's why some people have special hard sufferings.
有原因是神特别爱你。
Because God specially loved them.
因为你处在可能回转不过来的刚硬的心里。
Because maybe you are in such a hard, hardened heart that you cannot turn back.
神怎么样？让你怎么样？让你能够完全的回转过来。
God can let you be completely turned around.
你有没有发现约伯在讲他的义里面的时候，讲到开始很谦卑，到最后很自义。
So have you noticed that in the beginning, when Job was explaining about his own righteousness, he was very humble in the beginning. By the end,
义人本来是称义的。
A person who was already just in the beginning was justified.
但是怎么样？因为环境的问题。
But because of the environment,
还有人言可畏的问题。
And also the human, the words of man.
讲到最后呢，自义的那个心都起来。
Even their self-righteousness came out.
就像最后呢，像这个约拿呢一样，所讲的跟耶利啊，这个啊以赛亚所啊不以西结所讲啊不是以利亚所讲的。
So just like Jonah said, just similar to what Elijah said.
讲什么呢？
What did they say?
做到这个事情直到死我都觉得合理。
Yeah, that they feel that it was right for them to die.
你想想看，先知都会落入这样的光景。
Even the prophets fall into such scenes.
我们在一个义的里头，我们会不会落入一种自义的光景？
So when in righteousness, will you fall into self-righteousness?
讲到什么呢？讲到我们做这个事情直到死我们都觉得合理。
So they will feel like even we will feel like If we do this, we will even die. It's right to die.
那我们在这个自义的当中
，So in our self-righteousness,
自义的当中，有时候呢，就进入了魔鬼撒旦的这个诱惑里头。
So we enter the temptation, deception by the devil.
神爱我们
，God loves us.
所以他必须要拆毁。
So God has to destroy.
所以当我们有一个刚硬的心的时候，神拆毁我们的时候。
So when we have a hardened heart and God destroys us,
我们要感谢神。
We need to give thanks to the Lord.
当我们有刚硬的心而不自觉的时候，
When we have a hardened heart and we don't know it,
神根本没有任何苦难来拆毁你。
And God doesn't use any hardship to destroy you. We actually feel walled.
这个是从整个圣经里面给我们看到的原则。
This is the principle we see in the Bible.
遇见苦难的时候
，when we go into suffering，
不是放在苦难的当中。
It's not to be in the suffering alone.
遇见苦难的时候是如何回到神的面前
？When we go into suffering, we need to know how to come back to the Lord. Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks.
让我们在你的爱里面。
That we are in your love.
虽然有一些苦难
，even though we have some suffering，
虽然可能有一些刑罚。
Maybe there are some.
主啊，但我知道你们，你爱我们。
But Lord, we know that you love us.
你给我们设立了一个火墙。
You built a wall fire around us.
你要让我们居住在其中。
You want us to dwell among it.
你告诉我们，我们在你的爱里面。
Telling us in your love.
你像一个火柴把我们抽出来一样。
We are like a burning stick.
你保护我们。
The fire,
使我们不至于被烧尽、被打垮。
So that we will not be completely burned.
主啊，让我们存着一个感谢的心
，so that Lord with a heart of thanksgiving
回到你的面前
，turn back to you，
奉耶稣的名祷告
，in Jesus' name，
阿门，
阿门。